Hi, my name is Alok Khurana. I'm a medical oncologist with an interest in cancer-associated thrombosis at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. And today, for this podcast, I would like to discuss the topic, Building a Cancer-Associated Thrombosis Clinic, Real-World Systems-Based Approaches to Prevention and Treatment. Cancer-associated thrombosis is obviously an important and increasingly common complication of cancer and treatment of cancer. Implementing a cancer-associated thrombosis clinic can be instrumental for early recognition and management of venous thromboembolism in patients with cancer. At my institution, the Cleveland Clinic, we created a cancer-associated thrombosis clinic several years ago, which relies on a combination of supervising physicians and advanced practice providers. We take care of any patient with a new diagnosis or even suspicion of, let's say, leg swelling. We do ultrasounds to identify thrombosis. We treat them based on predetermined algorithms of or care pathways of treating. In the past, our treatment was low molecular weight heparin monotherapy. More recently, we've added DOACs to our preferred list of options for treatment of acute DVT or PE. Now that we've run this cancer-associated thrombosis for several years, we believe that having such a clinic can improve patient outcomes by providing standardized outpatient care for acute VT management. Many patients can avoid hospital admissions or emergency room visits if they are taken care of in the outpatient setting. We ensure compliance and adherence to medications by following up with patients at the 30-day time point and at the 6-month time point. And most recently, we have been using our CAT clinics to provide educations to patients about the warning signs, symptoms of DVT or PE, recommending current guideline recommendations for primary VT prophylaxis using an electronic alert. We believe that a CAT clinic that, such as the one we have described, could be a successful model of CAT clinics that really need to be there in major medical centers worldwide. Patients are very satisfied with CAT clinics because it reduces their need to seek care outside of the cancer center, and it reduces risk of hospitalization or emergency room visits. I hope this discussion is useful. We'll have more information on this in a full manuscript to be published alongside the ICTIC meeting in Bergamo. And for those who are attending, I look forward to seeing you there and having a discussion in person. Thank you.